Warren Ray Lewis, 84, of Henderson, died Saturday at the Lucy Smith King Care Center. He graduated in 1952 and worked at C&EI Railroad before serving in the U.S. Army. After his military service, he went back to work at the railroad as a dispatcher and retired after 40 years of service. He was a member of Chapel Hill United Methodist Church since 1972 and also attended Roberts United Methodist Church and Niagara United Methodist Church. Survivors include his wife of 59 years, Imogen Jackson Lewis, one daughter, Janet Niehaus of Roberts, one son, Doug Lewis of Henderson, and six grandchildren. Funeral services will be 11 a.m. Wednesday at Benton Glunt Funeral Home, a life celebration home. The Reverends Mike Snyder and Amy Call will officiate. Burial will be in Roselawn Memorial Gardens with military rites performed by the American Legion Worship Post No. 40. Family and friends are invited to Warren's life celebration from 4 to 8 p.m. today and from 10 a.m. to service time tomorrow at the funeral home. Expressions of sympathy may take the form of contributions to St. Anthony's Hospice, to Roberts United Methodist Church, or to Niagara United Methodist Church for Warren Ray Lewis. Jean Foster, 87, of Henderson, died Monday at her home. She was a hairdresser in Evansville for several years. She was preceded in death by her husband, Stephen C. Foster, who died in 2014. Survivors include her daughter, Denise Healy, of Henderson, one stepson, Stephen Foster II, of Henderson, two grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Graveside services will be 1 p.m. Wednesday at Fairmont Cemetery. Entombment will be in Fairmont Mausoleum. Townsend Funeral Home in Dixon is in charge of the arrangements. Expressions of sympathy may take the form of contributions to St. Anthony's Hospice for Jean Foster. Sandra K. Sandy Nobles, 67, of Henderson, died Friday at Owensboro Health Regional Hospital. She attended First Christian Church and was a nurse. She was preceded in death by her ex-husband, Edwin Nobles. Survivors include her son, David Nobles of Henderson, her father, Robert M. Payne of Henderson, one brother, Ray Payne of Henderson, one grandson, two step-grandchildren, one niece, one nephew, and two great-nieces. Memorial services will be 1 p.m. Wednesday at Rudy Rowland Funeral Home. Dr. Chuck Summers will officiate. Friends may call from 11 a.m. to service time tomorrow at the funeral home for Sandra K. Sandy Nobles. Robert Wesley Bob Miller, 96, of Henderson, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital. He was a U.S. Army veteran of World War II, having been a member of the 14th Armored Division. He was a recipient of the French Legion Medal of Honor. Retired from Whirlpool Corporation, he was a longtime member of First Baptist Church. He was preceded in death by his wife, Florence Miller, and by his son, Donald R. Miller. Survivors include two daughters, Pamela Farrell and Judy Davis, four grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services will be 11 a.m. Thursday at Tapp Funeral Home, a life celebration home. Dr. Todd Lynn will officiate. Burial will be in Fairmont Cemetery, with military rites performed by the American Legion Worship Post No. 40. Family and friends are invited to Bob's life celebration from 4 to 8 p.m. Wednesday and from 9 a.m. to service time Thursday at the funeral home. Expressions of sympathy may take the form of contributions to Henderson's First Baptist Church Senior and Music Ministries for Robert Wesley Bob Miller.